was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
Programs on WILL AM are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to join the U of I Men's Glee Club on October 28th with a special performance by The Other Guys. More information is at KrannertCenter.com.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director today. It's 12:30, time for AM 580 News, and here with our report, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The last school district in Champaign County to settle with its teachers' union has done so after several months of talks. Teachers at Rantoul Township High School will gather sometime next week to vote on the deal. Illinois Education Association negotiator Gene Vanderport won't disclose what the tentative agreement contains, but he does say the issues were difficult.
Took a while to get to the table. Bargaining officially started in April, and inch by inch, we worked our way through obviously some very volatile times to try to figure out what we could do for the 60-plus teachers we have at Rantoul High School.
Vanderport had said that salaries were the main sticking point in the talks up to last night's session with a federal mediator. Rantoul Township Superintendent David Requa feels the process went well. He says the school board will vote once teachers hold their ratification vote. Champaign County's auditor says the awarding of a no-bid contract to the son of a county employee may prompt revisions to a ban on nepotism. Tony Fabry says he's withheld payment on several outstanding invoices from B&R Contracting until further reviews done by the state's attorney's office. The company was awarded a contract for remodeling work on the Brookins Administrative Center by Alan Reinhardt, who runs the county's physical plant. Reinhardt's son, Eric, is the co-owner of B&R. County policy already bans department heads from hiring family members for county jobs, but Fabry says it's unclear whether that ban contains a loophole when it comes to contracts.
We're just reviewing what exactly our policy means and what it includes, and I'm also looking at state law and just, you know, seeing whether we ultimately will need to pay these invoices for the work that's done, and two, whether we need to change our policies, and which is something I'm calling on the county board to do to make sure this doesn't happen in the future.
Fabry says County Board Chairman Pius Weibel is also concerned about the no-bid contract, but if a policy change is needed, it's not clear how soon the board could vote on it. B&R was paid almost $5,000 for remodeling work in the past year before the family relationship was discovered. For nearly a dozen historic sites around Illinois, having to shut down is still a looming possibility. Governor Rob Blagojevich says budget problems mean the sites will have to close still at the end of next month, as Amanda Vinicky reports an Illinois congressman is chastising that decision.
Despite the General Assembly approving funds to help keep them open, the future of the historic sites, as well as the jobs of state employees who work at them, are still in jeopardy. At an event launching an essay contest that's part of Illinois' celebration of Abraham Lincoln's 200th birthday, Republican Congressman Ray LaHood lashed out at Blagojevich for targeting historic sites. LaHood, who's from Peoria, is a co-chair of the Bicentennial Commission and says years of work have gone into planning it.
To be blunt about it, this is not the time to be closing Lincoln sites. It ought to be the time to be highlighting them. And it's a bit outrageous that it's happening.
The Lincoln Log Cabin in Charleston, for instance, will be closed. Other Lincoln-related sites, such as the Old State Capitol in Springfield, where Lincoln gave his famous House Divided speech, had hours reduced. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Wabash College chapter of Delta Tau Delta has been suspended following the death of an 18-year-old freshman. The international fraternity says it's directed the chapter to suspend operations. Wabash College says it's also suspended the chapter while the death of Johnny D. Smith of Arizona is investigated. Smith was found unconscious Sunday morning at a fraternity house in Crawfordsville and was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say alcohol was possibly involved. The Montgomery County coroner is waiting until toxicology results are available in a few weeks before releasing findings of an autopsy conducted on Wednesday. The busy deer season is here, and as Jenna Dooley reports, the State Department of Natural Resources is again reminding motorists to be alert.
The fall harvest is underway, and with open fields comes active deer. Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesman Chris McLeod says the animals are preparing for a long winter.
Deer mate, and they look for food, and they, quite frankly, aren't paying as much attention because they are so attracted to, doing what they need to do during that season. That's how they replenish their population, obviously.
He adds deer are especially active during dawn and dusk. The heavily traveled Cook County saw nearly 1,000 deer vehicle accidents last year, and rural areas, including Pike County in western Illinois, had more than 600 accidents in 2007. Deer are unpredictable when it comes to the rules of the road, but McLeod says drivers should be aware that where there's one, there's often a pack. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The annual Park County Covered Bridge Festival is now underway. It runs through next weekend. The 52nd annual festival that began today draws tens of thousands of visitors each year to tour the western Indiana County's 31 wooden-covered bridges and hundreds of vendors. Bridgeton Mill owner Mike Rowe says he expects to sell between 8,000 and 10,000 pounds of flour, meal, and pancake mixes. Rowe says 70 to 80 vendors will be in the mill. In addition to selling food, vendors will offer candles, bird feeders, even books. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILO programs are made possible with support from the Art Mart in Lincoln Square, Urbana. The Art Mart offers unique items for the home and kitchen and a deli and bakery featuring Reuben's chocolates. The Art Mart is pleased to support public radio.